It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is in Afghanistan. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Iraq's leaders are trying again to contain sectarian killings in Baghdad. The prime minister says Sunni and Shia leaders have agreed to stop shooting and talk over their differences. In an interview on this program today, the U.S. ambassador says warring groups have agreed, for now at least, to recognize what he calls a balance of terror.
The latest announcement comes amid sharp criticism of Iraq's new government. Senior American military officers have privately said the government was failing to curb sectarian militias and kickstart reconstruction. Now, an Iraqi army general has joined the chorus of complaints. American commanders describe General Bashar Mahmoud Ayoub as one of the best in the Iraqi army. As NPR's Ann Garrels reports, his determination to battle extremists, be they Sunni or Shiite, has won him powerful enemies.
General Bashar is a burly man who tells it like he sees it. The first words out of his mouth underscore his despair at what has happened to his beloved country.
We are running, not walking, running to the civil war.
Bashar, commander of the 9th Army Division, won't tolerate sectarian divides in his force.
I raised a sign, Iraq first, and to hell with the Sunnis and the Shias and all the rest. I work with my soldiers and officers due to the task I am giving them, not what they believe. Who doesn't accept? Goodbye. I'll take his clothes and throw him out. Maybe this is the biggest change between this division and the rest of the divisions in Iraq.
Unlike other divisions, his goes where ordered.
My division now, when I give an order to move a unit or a subunit in anywhere in Iraq, they move directly. No one refuses.
While elements of other divisions refused to move to Baghdad to take part in the current security sweep, the 9th was front and center working closely with the U.S. military. But Bashar says other government officials aren't following up.
Our job, we did it. But there is another job for the other ministries. The electricity, the sewage, the cleaning, the health. No one did nothing. Till today.
His senior American advisor, Colonel Doug Heckman, says getting Iraqi officials out of the sanctuary of the Green Zone is almost impossible.
The government from the highest levels has to force that to happen, and the people need to see that, and they will begin to have confidence if we're going to succeed.
According to the plan, Bashar's forces are supposed to clear one area of Baghdad and then move on to another, with police forces from the Ministry of Interior replacing them as they move along. Bashar says that's also not happening.
MOI is not working their part as it was planned, and the army can't control everything. Now we have a lake of forces now to continue our operation.
And even if the Interior Ministry did supply the necessary forces, he says Iraqis fear them.
They are not accepted because of the former works they did, the killings, the murders. No one trusts them.
But it's not just the Ministry of the Interior which is infiltrated by Shiite death squads. He says the Ministry of Defense has its share, too.
Even MOD is under the influence of the militias. We'll face this in every ministry in Iraq. This is the politician's problem, not mine.
Now 57, General Bashar is from the old army and proud of it. He was a member of the general staff until Saddam Hussein had him arrested and imprisoned along with many other senior officers in 1995. His sin?
I didn't hang his picture for that. I spent in prison 1 year. And he sent me out and I sat home doing nothing from 95 till the fall of the regime, 2003. Doing nothing. We were watched day and night.
Though a Sunni, he was not sad to see Saddam go. But he was shocked when the Americans disbanded the army. He says that was America's biggest mistake. He joined the new Iraqi army not long after it was formed by the Americans in 2004. But he says the Americans compounded their first error with new mistakes, key among them putting untrained personnel in high-ranking positions. Colonel Heckman says the 9th is unique among the new Iraqi divisions.
It's much older on average and more professional on average than the rest of the Iraqi army.
But the division is not without the same problems others face. Manning is way down because many have quit, been wounded or killed, and the tradition within the Iraqi forces for troops to go home for 1 week every month takes a huge toll.
On any given day, we're probably at about 75 manning level, 75%. Plus you add the liberal leave policy on top of that, and you get to, kind of, you can do the math there. You can see how you're getting down to 50% absolute manning at any given time, which makes operations difficult.
60 to 70 good officers have quit because their families have been targeted. Bashar himself has nearly been killed several times. He pulls out a piece of paper from his briefcase. It was found during a raid.
This is the map that shows where I live exactly. And this is the part of the plan of the militias to attack my house. They are planning to assassinate me.
3 years after the new army was conceived, Bashar says the government finally realizes it needs more professionals.
The prime minister announced a campaign. They want 30,000 volunteers from the soldiers and the officers from the old army to come back, asking them to join back. All of them, they are professionals.
But he says the government will not always let him hire the best and the brightest now willing to join because the militias have a say. Colonel Heckman says day to day it can be very frustrating. Sometimes he thinks he's going backwards.
But every time I do that, I kind of drag myself into the stratosphere and look down, and there's no question that we're making progress, especially here in the 9th Division, strong leadership.
But that strong leadership has rubbed some Iraqi officials the wrong way. Despite repeated appeals from American commanders, he continue in his post. General Bashar is being moved on the orders of Prime Minister Maliki. American officials say General Bashar was simply too much of a threat to the government-backed militias. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.